casserole of game, said Shufti firmly. We've got the veg, and I've still got half an onion. A woman always has half an onion left over, no matter what the size of the onion, the dish, or the woman. I'm sure I can make an oven out of one of those. On your feet, attention! Snapped the silently moving Jackram behind them. He stood back with a faint smile on his face as they scrambled to their feet. Private Holter, I must have bleeding amazing eyesight, he said when they were approximately upright.
Yes, Sarge,
said Tonka, staring straight ahead.
Can you guess why, Private Holter?
No, Sarge.
It's because I knows you are on perimeter guard, Holter, but I can see you as clear as if you were standing right here in front of me, Holter. Can't I, Holter?
Yes, Sarge.
It's just as well you are still on perimeter duty, Holter, because the penalty for absenting yourself from your post in time of war is death, Holter.
I only...
No onlys. I don't want to hear no onlys. I don't want you to think that I am a shouty man, Holter. Corporal Strappy was a shouty man, but he was a damn political. Upon my oath, I am not a shouty man, but if you ain't back at your post inside of 30 seconds, I'll rip your tongue out.
Tonka fled. Sergeant Jackram cleared his throat and continued in a level voice.
This, my lads, is what we call a real orientation lecture. Not one of the fancy political ones like Strappy gave you.
He cleared his throat again.
The purpose of this lecture is to let you know where we are. We are in the deep cack. It couldn't be worse if it was raining arseholes. Any questions?
Since there were none from the bemused recruits, he continued, while beginning a slow stroll around the squad.
We know enemy forces are in the area. Currently they have no boots. But there will be others with boots aplenty. Also, there may be deserters in the area. They will not be nice people. They will be impolite. Therefore, Lieutenant Blouse has decreed that we will travel off the roads and by night. Yes, we have met the enemy, and we have prevailed. That was a fluke. They weren't expecting you to be rough, tough soldiers. Nor were you, so I don't want you to feel cocky about it.
He leaned forward until his face was inches from Polly's.
Are you feeling cocky, Private Perks?
No, Sarge.
Good. Good.
Jackram stepped back.
We are heading for the front, lads. The war. And in a nasty war, where's the best place to be? Apart from on the moon, of course. No one?
Slowly, Jade raised a hand.
Go on, then, said the sergeant.
In the army, Sarge, said the troll. Cause?
She began to count on her fingers.
One, you got weapons and armour and debt. Two, you are surrounded by other armed men. Many, you's getting paid and getting better grub than the people in Civilian Street. Lots, if and you gives up, you getting taken prisoner, and there's rules about that, like not kicking prisoners in her head and stuff, cause if you kick their prisoners in her head, they'll kick your prisoners in her head. So that's like you're kicking your own head. But there's no rule says you can't kick enemy civilians in her head. There's other stuff too, but I ran out of numbers.
She gave them a diamond grin.
We may be slow, but we ain't stupid, she added.
I am impressed, Private, said Jackram, and you are right. The only wasp in the jam is that you ain't soldiers. But I can help you there. Being a soldier is not hard. If it was, soldiers would not be able to do it. There is only three things you need to remember, which are, viz. One, obey orders. Two, give it to the enemy good and hard. Three, don't die. Got that? Right. You're nearly there. Well done. I propose to assist you in the execution of all three. You are my little lads, and I will look after you. In the meantime, you got duties. Shufti, get cooking. Private Perks, see to the Rupert. And after that, practice your shaving. I will now visit those on guard and deliver unto them the holy word. Missed!
They remained at something like attention until he was probably out of earshot, and then sagged.